Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with lesson number 20, I am determined to see. I have used this lesson so many times in order to clarify my inner vision. But I'd like to bring your attention to a couple of sentences in paragraph 3. It says, God has one Son, and He is the resurrection and the life. His will is done, because all power is given Him in heaven and on earth. For many people, this may sound like traditional Christian language. And what I'd like to share is that the person that actually transcribed the material, Helen Schuckman, she did so back in the mid-70s. And at that time, this type of language was the most prominent language of the time. And so this book, as it was transcribed, and the information it was as it was given to her, came through in a language that utilized the most prominent language. The Course in Miracles is very clear about not using words to stand in our way of our understanding. It tells us that words are symbols of symbols, twice removed from reality. So I ask you today to not let the words stand in your way of the meaning. When A Course in Miracles refers to the Son of God, it is referring to you. There is only one Son in the language of the Course. There is one God, one Son. And as you are the reflection, you are the being of the one Son, that you can gather and appreciate and experience all the miracles, the love, and the happiness that is God's will for you. And as we look at the other sentence, which says, His will is done because all power is given Him in heaven and on earth. This is referring to your will. You are the Son of God. If you'd like to change that out with being the child of God, the daughter of God, and however you would like to edit those words, be sure to appreciate the meaning. Your will is done because all power is given you in heaven and on earth. And with your willingness and your determination to see, you will see. When it talks about God as a He, the importance of that is that the Course was trying to be non-gender specific, and of course using the word He sounds gender specific, but if we use the language of He or She, then it would imply a separated identity. As you hear the word He, simply appreciate that it's referring to God itself, and go ahead and take all gender references away from the word. Today, I ask that you would simply focus on lesson number 20, I am determined to see, and to get past the words, the language, and get into the meaning, which is going to bring you more happiness than you could ever imagine. Dear God, thank you for our strength today and your wisdom, that you would reinforce our steps, that you would help us to move past any perceived obstacles, that if we have any judgments, that we would simply turn them over to you, and that you would neutralize all judgments, and that you would help us to see truth, which is not about words, and which is not dependent on our judgments or our meanings. Today, we simply open our hearts to you, and we let this day be used for the highest purpose. Whatever it is that we are facing today, we ask that you would use it for the coming of our peace. And we thank you in advance for the miracles that we know are possible, and we will allow them. And in your love, we receive them in gratitude. Thy will be done. Amen.